Trouble in Timberline by Max Brand. Part 1. 1. The first drops of rain struck the ground so hard that they knocked up little puffs of alkali dust and filled the air with a clean, pungent scent. But none of the cowpunchers outside the bunkhouse moved. They did not wish to be driven into the airless, stale heat of the room, so they remained sprawling, head and shoulders against the wall, and bodies stretched out limply while they stared gloomily toward the west. That half of the sky was all fire and smoke around a thunderhead larger than a mountain range and constantly rising. Sometimes lightning worked a vein of gold across the foundations of the cloud, and sometimes a gusty wind blew out of the sky and set wheels of dust spinning across the ranch. Everything pointed to rain, but the men continued to smoke their cigarettes in a gloomy silence, waiting for the boss to give commands for the covering of the load of hay which stood in front of the barn. Getting in winter feed is harder work than riding range, and they were all very tired. Daniel Peary, who owned that stretch of sand and grama grass from the foothills to the river, had been studying the progress of that cloud even more intently than the rest, yet he delayed the order to pull a pair of big tarpaulins over the load of hay. He was a working boss, and his hands were sore from the haft of a pitchfork. There was a quirk of pain in the muscles of his back. He understood the temper of his men, for his mind was as theirs, and he merely said, bantering, "The rest of us are all tuckered out, Barney, and you're as fresh as a daisy. Why don't you go and pitch that load of hay into the barn before the rain gets it wet?"